Moving on to business and your money. You know, it's one thing to desperately need more qualified construction workers in the middle of a shortage like we have in Texas, but construction contractor Dennis Focus says there's a whole other level of frustration when you're unable to retain the workers you do have.
There's so much work, and unemployment rate is at all-time low, that these folks, they know that they need it. And so they can say, well, the guy down the road's offered me $2 more an hour. Bye-bye. I'll see you. Holding on to people, it is much more challenging than you think.
Looking for ways to retain their employees, construction contractors in Central Texas decided to do something they hadn't tried before. Learn about the cultural differences between them and their mostly foreign-born Spanish-speaking workforce. The Texas Standard's Joy Diaz reports.
I'm at the working lunch the Associated General Contractors of Texas has put together. About 20 construction contractors from around Central Texas are here today. They're listening to a presentation from consultant Bradley Hartman.
How many people took any Spanish classes in grade school, high school, college, etc.? Of those with your hand raised.
Most hands go up, but they'll tell you they don't speak the language. Hartman tells them they need to do better. They need to learn at least a little bit of Spanish. He says a little will go a long way with their workers. But Hartman isn't teaching Spanish 101. He focuses on a few shortcuts he says will help these contractors use the language more often as a sign of goodwill.
So what we try to do is give you these kind of loops where you can be in control, but you have tactics to manage within that language training. So
one loop starts by asking, ¿hay problemas? Are there any problems?
And oftentimes, if you're getting some sort of feedback that it's no, you can simply say, okay, excelente, gracias. Right? And if there is some sort of feedback that there is, you can simply say, ¿dónde? What's ¿dónde mean?
Where?
So basically, just show me where that is. And a lot of times, once you're taken to that location, you kind of figure it out.
Hartman tells contractors fluency in Spanish is not essential, but the basics are necessary.
You can then feel comfortable leading that conversation up to a certain point. But again, a way to engage shows the interest.
A 2013 study by the advocacy organization Workers' Defense Project and the University of Texas at Austin found 81% of construction workers in Texas are Hispanic. The overwhelming majority, 73%, are foreign-born, meaning Spanish is the language they're most comfortable with. But beyond the language, there are cultural differences.
I thought that was a really interesting point, something I hadn't thought of before.
Kim Bowser was in today's class, but she wanted to fully digest what she had learned. So we caught up later.
So my big takeaway from taking the class was the power distance index.
That's the concept Hartman, the consultant, used to show how uncomfortable foreign-born Hispanic workers can be when it comes to questioning authority or even asking a simple question. That's because challenging authority is perceived in many Hispanic cultures as a sign of disrespect. But that could be a problem for Kim Bowser because she works for an electrical contractor and not asking questions could lead to catastrophic outcomes.
You know, we have guidelines. They don't operate live. There's no power on. But you know, there's still things can be done incorrectly if you're not asking the clarifying question.
Construction contractor Dennis Focus was also at the training session. He was deep in thought when I approached him. He told me he moved to the U.S. from Zimbabwe.
When you moved from Africa, did you think, I speak English, I can do this? Did you know you were going to be working with so many Hispanic people?
I did not know. I always managed to figure it out to some degree because I'm of Greek descent, and the Greeks and the Latinos, we have some common denominator, the way we handle our families. But my reason for coming here is to try and better my understanding.
What is one thing you learned here?
Today what I learned was the trust factor, that element of trust was an important factor, and it never occurred to me in the past that trust was the issue.
What is one thing or one problem that you may be facing that you think, oh, maybe this is a trust issue?
The pride. An Hispanic employee, because I don't speak the language, if I spoke the language, I mean, I understand a little bit, but if I spoke it well, I wouldn't have this pride problem. I have noticed over time that if I challenge one of them, they get offended. and we challenge them from an English perspective, which comes off even worse. Whereas if I challenge them in their Hispanic culture way, if I could articulate the challenge in Spanish, it wouldn't hit their pride as much.
Other contractors told me they didn't know that in many Hispanic cultures, looking down when somebody in authority is speaking is a way to show respect. In Texas, that can be misunderstood. A contractor may get frustrated thinking, why can't they look at me when I'm speaking to them? Or why are they ignoring me? And that simple but meaningful misunderstanding can sever the relationship. Bradley Hartman said avoiding this requires contractors to find common ground.
And lastly, keep in mind, you know, appreciation is one of the deepest human needs. In an environment that we have now, the ways that we go out of our way to say thank you, appreciate the hard work, is often one of the differentiators that we see. People know that they can go someplace else and get 50 cents more an hour or whatever. So keep that in mind.
And for these contractors, it's worth to keep that in mind because they say every time a worker leaves, it's $30,000 down the drain. That's about how much they say it costs to train someone else. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.